Hello, 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 and welcome to a new episode on Simple Spoken English. I'm Abhishek Datta, your host, and today we are going to have day 2 practice of listening. So, why am I doing listening practice once again? First, to give you listening practice experience. So, when I speak in a slow tone, you can actually listen to me and listen what I'm saying. Second, you can do your speaking practice just like this. So you will get an idea of how to speak, how to do your practices at home. So right now, I am alone. I don't have any partner, but still I will speak. Just like that, you have to build the habit of speaking. And believe me, guys, it's better you start. The earlier you start, the better you will get in terms of communication, fluency, and confidence. So let's begin. Today, I want to talk about my day at office. So, I was busy editing some files and doing my writing projects. And then I suddenly realized that some of the projects were so boring because they were repetitive. I was getting projects on pipes again and again. And then there were roofing content, means content related to roofing, and then content related to law, medical content, and there were different categories. But what happens is sometimes you get bored because the same type of writing keeps coming again and again. So you get more and more pipe related articles, and then there are medical related articles that may bore you a little bit. So how can you make things interesting? You can do that by adding your own level of creativity in writing. And it means you can change the title a little bit. You can make it more catchy for readers to read. You can change the body a little bit, add some interesting points, and you can do a lot of things. So there is no limit to the amount of creativity you can show in your work. No matter what work you do, there is always a possibility to show your creativity. So, what is your side of creativity in your work? You can share in this discussion. So, that's it, guys. I'll keep it short for you to understand. So, please listen to this clip once again and as many times as you want. And do your speaking practice like this. Of course, you will make mistakes, you will get stuck, you will make grammatical errors, but that's okay. That's a part of the process. That's how you learn, right? So even if you're making mistakes slowly, you will get better at it. So don't worry about it. Do your practices, get better at it, and kill it. Thank you so much, guys. Enjoy. Bye.